And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with yet another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Just bringing to you tonight a very quick update on the continued controversy of Australia's new anti-terror laws. So desperate is Mr. John Howard to actually get Premier support to pass these through Parliament in a rather hurried bid next Tuesday. The Prime Minister today phoned all of the state and territory leaders in a bid to head off any last-minute legal challenges or concerns over the proposed laws. So far to date, the ACT, the Queensland and the WA governments have all received advice that parts of the laws may not stand up under a High Court challenge and may in fact be unconstitutional. Mr. Howard, as of approximately 7:30 this evening, remained confident that he was going to work through the issues with his state counterparts. And he set a deadline of this Friday for all the states and territories to sign off on the laws, which will then be put to federal parliament next Tuesday. At this point in time, I maybe should explain if some people are confused. The way the Australian Constitution works is most of the power is meant to rest with the states, with the federal government being more of an overseer government. Now, to pass these laws, he needs four out of the seven... Wait a minute, I'll just count the states. WA, Northern Territory, South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales, ACT, Victoria, Tasmania. Eight, if you count the Northern Territory, which isn't necessarily always considered a state under the Constitution. He needs four of those leaders to sign off on them to be effective throughout the country, thereby ensuring a majority vote. Today, the ACT Chief Minister John Stanhope confirmed he's not going to be signing off on the laws unless greater protections of civil liberties were included in those laws. A couple of weeks ago, actually leaked a draft copy of the laws on his website, accompanied by advice from the Director of Public Prosecutions and an analysis by some leading professors around the country on the civil rights impact. Mr. Stanhope had said that he's received constitutional advice from a lawyer that the changes to the criminal code that were going to be proposed will be held invalid by the High Court, and he wants more assurance from Mr. Howard that the laws are going to comply with Australia's obligations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. New South Wales Premier Morris Iemma, which I must apologise for, I've been calling him Morris Lemmer, but it looks like that when it's written, said today, and I quote, that his advice was that the laws did not breach the Constitution, but he has said that there are still some unresolved issues relating to these laws, and that he was going to hold off actually signing them over. Victorian Premier Steve Brax has said he's sure that the laws will be resolved by the time the bill's introduced next week, and given all of 10 minutes in Parliament to debate instead of the usual 2 to 3 weeks before it goes to the Senate for a day's examination. Western Australian Premier Jeff Gallop said today it's entirely in the Commonwealth's hands to remedy the constitutional problem. Premier Beattie from Queensland has said he's sure as well it's going to be resolved within the deadline. Attorney General Philip Ruddock has said that the government does believe that the laws are constitutional. As I reported last night, a rather controversial move, the government is going to introduce these into Parliament on Melbourne Cup Day, when the nation's going to be looking somewhere else instead of at the Parliament. I'll bring you more on this as it arises. However, it's looking rather interesting, and it looks as if there could actually be a High Court challenge. And in a very interesting move today, the Treasurer, Peter Costello, actually came out. I should explain, Peter Costello, the Treasurer, is actually pretty much the Deputy Prime Minister. So for you Americans, this would be like, I believe, Dick Cheney, the Vice President, coming out and overriding President Bush's official line. He said today that there was a big potential for the laws to actually be exploited, and he was sure that the High Court would end up determining if the government's anti-terrorism laws were constitutional. Mr. Costello actually said today, rather than what seems to be an incredible rush to get these through Parliament, that in fact these laws have actually gone through a longer consultation process that was standard, and they'd been discussed with the state premiers in advance. Quite frankly, I have not seen any evidence of that. He has also contradicted John Howard in saying that the law should be subject to review so that they will not be exploited, something that Howard has so far resisted. Costello was actually quoted as saying, over time it's possible these laws could be used too frequently, so there should be reviews, there should be a sunset clause, and there should be judicial reviews. As the whole debate heats up and Australia moves further down the road to whatever you'd actually like to call us, that we're moving down the road to. There's quite a number of words floating around my brain, but in the interests of not being arrested for sedition, I'm not actually going to say any of them. I guess time will tell as to how all this plays out. I'll bring further updates as they occur. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing out.